Welcome to your woodworking business journey. Managing finances and budgeting for success. Starting your own woodworking business is an exciting venture filled with opportunities for creativity and innovation. However, managing your finances and budgeting effectively is crucial for long-term success. This lesson aims to equip you with the essential knowledge and tools to navigate the financial landscape of your business. A strong financial foundation allows you to allocate resources wisely, plan for unexpected costs, and invest in growth opportunities. Let's dive in and set the stage for financial stability and success in your woodworking business. Understanding the costs of wood and materials. Choosing the right wood type affects both the quality of your final product and your budget. Hardwoods like oak, maple, and cherry are durable but more expensive, while softwoods like pine and cedar are budget-friendly but less dense. Exotic woods, such as mahogany and teak, command higher prices due to their unique properties but may require specialized tools and expertise. Consider the moisture content of wood. Seasoned wood is more stable and reduces waste, while green wood may lead to warping and additional costs. Factor in the need for specialized tools when working with different wood types, as some may require more advanced equipment. Sustainably sourced wood may appeal to eco-conscious customers, allowing you to justify premium pricing while supporting responsible forestry practices. Understanding the financial impact of material choices ensures better cost control and profit optimization. Identifying reliable suppliers and distributors. Choosing reliable suppliers enhances product quality and profit margins while ensuring a steady supply of materials. Research and recommendations. Look for suppliers with positive reviews and seek recommendations from industry peers. Evaluate quality and reliability. Request samples to assess durability, consistency, and appearance before committing. Compare pricing structures. Consider bulk discounts and supplier loyalty programs to save costs over time. Review payment terms and conditions. Understand return policies, payment terms, and shipping costs to manage cash flow efficiently. Build strong relationships. Consistent, timely payments and communication can lead to better pricing and priority service. Diversify your suppliers. Avoid over-reliance on a single supplier to protect against price fluctuations and shortages. By securing reliable supply chains, your business remains competitive while maintaining a healthy financial position. Understanding wood grades and certifications. Different wood grades and certifications affect cost, quality, and customer appeal. Wood grading is based on appearance, structural integrity, and strength. 1. Select grade. Minimal defects, best for high-end furniture. 2. Number 1 common. More knots and imperfections, balancing quality and cost. 3. Number 2 common. Affordable with visible defects, suitable for lower cost projects. Sustainability and quality certifications enhance product credibility. 1. Forest Stewardship Council, FSC, ensures responsible forest management. 2. Sustainable Forestry Initiative, SFI, promotes eco-friendly harvesting practices. 3. American Hardwood Export Council, AHEC, guarantees quality and sustainability for North American hardwoods. Choosing the right wood grade and sourcing certified materials helps you manage costs while attracting environmentally conscious buyers. Budgeting for materials and cost efficiency. accurately budgeting for materials and supplies is crucial for financial management. Identify necessary materials. Create a list of essential wood species, hardware, finishes, and adhesives. Compare supplier prices. Bulk purchasing, seasonal discounts, and local sourcing help reduce costs. Factor in shipping costs. Consolidating orders or local pickups can minimize expenses. Reduce waste. Repurpose wood scraps for smaller projects or alternative uses to maximize material efficiency. Keep a financial buffer. Prepare for unexpected price hikes or additional supply needs. By tracking material costs and making smart purchasing decisions, you improve profit margins and maintain financial stability. Building relationships with lumber yards and sawmills. Strong relationships with local lumber yards and sawmills provide better pricing, quality assurance, and networking opportunities. Introduce your business. Meet owners and managers to discuss your woodworking needs and establish credibility. Negotiate bulk pricing. Many suppliers offer discounts for frequent or large volume purchases. Stay engaged. Maintain regular communication to gain insights on new inventory, special deals, and industry trends. Consider collaboration. Partnering with suppliers for community events or promotions can strengthen business relationships. Express appreciation. Acknowledging their support fosters goodwill and can lead to better deals and referrals. A strong supplier network contributes to better financial management and long-term business success. Final thoughts on financial management in woodworking. Financial stability is a cornerstone of successful woodworking entrepreneurship. Effective budgeting, supplier management, and material sourcing contribute to business sustainability and growth. Revisit financial strategies regularly to adapt to market changes and new opportunities. Explore additional lessons in this course to enhance your financial and business skills. With diligent financial management, you are well on your way to building a profitable and sustainable woodworking business.